From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State weighs in on Trump Afghanistan plan. Following announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan, the U.S. Secretary of State offered his thoughts.
I think the president did a, fairly thorough job in terms of describing the new military approach. And I think the important point in that is a conditions-based approach as opposed to a time-based approach that had specified troop ceiling levels and timetables. And I think the president's been quite clear that what is will be different this time is he has empowered our military commanders on the ground to make more timely decisions.
The secretary also explained the president's assertion that the U.S. will hunt down terrorists wherever they may be.
And we have put people on notice that if you are harboring and providing safe haven to terrorists, be warned, be forewarned. And we're going to engage with those who are providing safe haven and ask them to change what they're doing and help us help them.
The president has approved up to 4,000 more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, according to sources, speaking on condition that they not be identified. U.S. Secretary of State went on to welcome North Korea's decision to reduce its belligerent rhetoric in response to new sanctions by the United Nations Security Council.
I am pleased to see that the regime in Pyongyang has certainly demonstrated some level of restraint that we've not seen in the past. We hope that this is the beginning of this signal that we've been looking for.
Earlier in the day, President Trump imposed sanctions on Chinese and Russian companies and individuals involved in business deals with North Korea that are believed to have aided its nuclear weapons program. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on an unannounced visit to Iraq on Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country. Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted that ISIS's days are numbered.
We in this coalition will remain steadfast with our Iraqi allies all the way through the defeat of ISIS. It's not over yet. There's hard fighting ahead.
The U.S. State Department presidential envoy Brett McGurk, who accompanied Mattis to Iraq, reiterated that ISIS has not reclaimed any ground, allowing 2 million Iraqis to return to their homes in liberated areas. Violence has subsided in rural central Kenya as a result of rainfall, national security operations, and elections that ousted some politicians blamed for inciting that violence. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Violence surged in central Kenya earlier this year as armed Northern herders brought thousands of cattle, sheep, and goats onto private property, prompting clashes that took the lives of both humans and wildlife. It didn't help that some politicians encouraged constituents to graze their livestock wherever they could find grass and water. Peter Hetz, executive director of the Laikipia Wildlife Forum, says that although the recent elections removed some of those politicians, there are still unresolved issues.
The fact remains is that there are still livestock that don't belong here roaming this territory, and the government still must resolve to do something about that.
Experts have encouraged the government to implement long-term rangeland management practices in the north. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered by the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. sailors who went missing in the collision. The search for the other missing sailors continues. Judicial sources say a suspect arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona told Spain's High Court on Tuesday that the group had been planning a much larger attack using explosives. Mohamed Houli Clemlal, who was arrested after being hurt in a blast southwest of Barcelona a day before the van attack, was the first of four suspects to testify Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. Authorities say a 12-man terror cell was behind the attack and that eight of the suspects have either been killed by police or died in an accidental explosion at their bomb-making facility on the day before the attack. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.